Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Office Evolution Radio. And Stone, this is going to be a fun one.
It is. It's going to be a great time. I love coming here and doing this broadcasting live from either the Alpharetta or Dunwoody location. We're in the Dunwoody location today, and I just love everything about the environment here, up to and including the fact that they've got snacks laying out right by the coffee machine. So
everybody loves snacks.
Yeah, I'm ready to rock. All right, first up on Office Evolution Radio this morning, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Retire Rich Financial Group, Troy McDonald. How are you?
I'm good, Stone. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Troy, before we get too far into things, tell us about Retire Rich. How do you serve folks?
Retire Rich Investment Group is just a group that's 100% dedicated to helping families and individuals better themselves financially. We all want to be financially free. All right. And we've designed a blueprint, and we've partnered with a company called iMarkets Live that are putting people in a position to do exactly that.
So now what are some of the steps? How does it work?
Some of the steps would just be to get with someone on our team, someone like me, either another one of our someone in our organization, and really just sit down and share us what it is that you want. Our biggest thing is we want to know what your why is. Why do you want to be financially free? Why do you want to better your situation? Is it for you, your family? Do you want to be the first person? Do you want to be the first millionaire in your family? You know. So the first step would be just get in with our group and letting us know what's your why. That would be the first step.
So now, is that what most people's why are? They want to be the first millionaire in their family?
Not everybody. No, some people just want a little extra income. You know, some people want to take it to the next level. Some people don't want to work a job. They want to make their own schedule. They want to travel. Some people have sick relatives, sick parents. So it all just depends on your why, because if your why is not big enough, when things get tough, you're going to quit.
And then how'd you get into this line of work?
I got into this because me, myself, personally, I was playing a little professional basketball, and I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that realm, but the money's not necessarily guaranteed. What a contract to us is not necessarily the same as a contract when you go across the water. So sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily guaranteed. So when I got into this, I wanted to be in control of my income, control of my future. And the foreign exchange market and investing was the tool or the vehicle that I used to definitely take me there.
And then you noticed that, hey, I can dramatically make more money and I can have more control over my financial destiny if I do some things that maybe not everybody understood.
Exactly. Because the only thing that really separates the rich and middle class from the poor is a mindset and information. You know, if you have the right information, you have the right mindset, anything is possible. The only difference between me and like someone else is this: I didn't quit. I kept going and kept trying to find the correct information and surrounding myself with people that can better my future. So, I mean, if anyone's looking to take their situation or whatever they have going in the right level, you just got to get around people that have the results that you want.
So now, is that a mistake that you see people make, that they maybe don't have the best kind of cast of characters around them, and then their role models aren't the greatest, so then therefore they go down a path that isn't going to lead them to their financial, kind of the best financial success they can find?
100%. Because, I mean, if you're around five broke people, you're the sixth one, you know. So it's you know, you are, you know, the makeup of the people that you spend the most time around. You know, y'all probably think alike, y'all probably make the same type of money and have the same mindset. So it's all about your environment, you know. People are more important than places, if you ask me. You know, you just got to be around the right people.
So now, you found that at a young age? Or like, when did you stumble upon that kind of nugget? Because that's an important part. People, you know, just because you grew up with somebody doesn't mean they're the best people for you to carry with you for the rest of your life, right?
Right. I kind of always knew it at a young age, but I didn't always practice it per se. You know, I used to be like, why does everyone around me? I don't want to be the smartest one in the room. I always found myself being the smartest one in the room, the most hardworking in the room, and that to me just kept me comfortable. And, you know, success is,
because
right,
it made you feel good. Like, look, I'm right, better right, than right. This, that was I'm just doing better than this guy.
Just stroking my ego. Right. It wasn't really pushing me to be better. So when I got in a room with millionaires and people 3 years younger than me making $50,000 a month, I'm like, okay, hey, I got to do something else. Right. You know, what are they doing that I'm not doing? So just, you know, your environment, man, and the people you're around is so important. So you just got to get around people who really are going to push you. You want to be around three types of people. People you're going to learn something from, people who are going to teach you something, and people who are going to, you know, hold you accountable.
So now where does kind of a regular person find these people?
Well, we're all over Instagram. you can reach out to me on Instagram. My Instagram is at Troy Unlocked. That's UNLCKED. You can find me on Instagram. You can, you know, message me, DM me. I pretty much get back to anyone who messages me or is willing or is interested in, you know, basically taking their life to the next level.
So, okay, say I'm interested. So I contact you. Then what's the very next thing that's going
to
happen?
Then we'll schedule a time to talk. We'll run through all the perimeters. I'll let you know exactly how much capital you need to get started, which isn't much. It's only $225 mm-hmm. to get started. And I say never let a three-figure investment keep you from a six-figure future. So if $225 sounds like a lot of money, that's exactly why you need this opportunity. So like I just said, if someone told you, hey, we can go to Miami this month for $225 and next month is only $160, if you're down, you know, you got to get your priorities in order, you know, because it's like that means Miami is more important than your financial future.
Right.
So you got to be willing to make sacrifices, or the things that you want to become the sacrifice. So, I mean, it's really simple. You know, we get together. I'll run you through that. If you're ready to get started, we can plug in and I can have you make basically you can be an investor and profitable within 72 hours if you're just teachable, coachable, and you have the right mindset and you're willing to learn.
Okay. So say I'm in, I pay the money. Now what are you telling me to get a better job? Are you giving me skills like how to use Instagram? Like what's going to happen? Like how are you going to help me make more money?
Okay, so what you're paying for with that $225 is you're paying for membership, you're paying for education, because we're Tire Rich, we're an investment group. But I'm the name of the game is leverage. My goal is not to necessarily sit down and teach you, but to put the right information in front of you and guide you and mentor you the whole way. So what you're paying for is an educational platform that's going to teach you basically everything you need to know about investing in the foreign exchange market.
Mm-hmm. So it's specifically about the foreign exchange market?
Right. That's our vehicle of choice. We also do cryptocurrency too, but the foreign exchange market is what we mainly focus on because, you know, there's two sides of money. There's a right side of money. There's a left side of money. Most people spend their entire life on the left side of money, but only 5% of the wealth is there. So our goal is to get people focused on becoming business owners and investors on the right side of money, because only 5% of the population is there, but 95% of the wealth. That's why it looks like the rich keep getting richer and the poor, you know, are either staying the same, which is essentially getting worse, mm-hmm. you know. So that's pretty much it. What you're paying for is the education, the mentorship, the membership, the family, the skills, the products. We have products that will basically teach you how to trade, help you earn while you're learning, because I don't want to sell this as some kind of get rich overnight like scheme like that. It's nothing like that. It's a skill set that you develop and you work at, and it's like any skill. Once you develop it and you're good at it, no one can ever take it from you, and you'll be able to make money for the rest of your life.
So now, have you implemented this for your own life?
Oh, for sure. This is what I do full time. You know, when I first came across the foreign exchange market and investing, I saw how serious it was changing people's lives. People taking it serious for 6 months, being able to walk away from their jobs, retire their parents, being able to travel, make their own schedule, and just making money in your sleep. We call it, you know, a copy and paste profit system. If you can copy and paste, you can make money. It's a numbers game, you know. So you don't have to be the brightest crayon in the box. You don't have to be super good at math. I'm not. You just have to be willing to learn. You know, we all have the ability to learn. Some of us just learn the wrong things.
Now, and it's something that you can start with just $100 to begin with. Like, I don't need $500,000 in order to
not
make
at
this
all.
Work.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because about 10 years ago, you had to be worth like even $1 million to get in this same market that we're talking about. But now, because of brokers and leverage, you can start investing with as little as $3. So while I'm sitting here right now, I set a goal for myself over the next 90 days to grow a $5 account to $5,000. So
In 90 days.
So right now we're sitting here, I'm trading as I'm talking to you.
Right now.
I'm in trades right now.
That's you're how not powerful. Doing anything. No, we're just talking.
Right. My money's working for me. I'm not working for my money. So we call that profit. You know, when you go to work and you work for money, that's a wage. But we're working for profit.
So now this $5, is there a chance I could lose the whole $5?
No, because you only risk what you're willing to lose. So 3% of your account. Like I said, I'm not good with math. I can't tell you how much that is off of that $5, but I can tell you I'm not going to risk the whole $5. I'm going to risk maybe $2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then over time, you think in 90 days, you're going to turn that $5 into $5,000.
Oh, yeah. Sure. For sure.
For sure.
For sure. I'm confident. In it's a skill. I'm confident in my skill, you know.
And then you do something one time, and then it keeps working for you for the 90 days, or you have to keep kind of monitoring it and making adjustments?
We trade every day. So, I wouldn't say every day. We like Monday through Friday. What's so powerful about this market is it's bigger than the stock market, for one. Two, you have the ability to make money every day. You don't have to hold anything for it to get value. When things lose value, we make money. When things gain value, we make money. So in a foreign exchange market, you would say, okay, you buy into a company or something like that. If the company goes out of business, you lose money. In the foreign exchange market, we basically trade currencies, countries' currencies. And I don't think I've ever heard of any countries necessarily going out of business. So you don't have to worry about losing your money there.
And then, so the first step is what for somebody who wants to learn more?
Get at me on Instagram.
Instagram is the way.
Send me a DM, and I'll get back with you, set up a time to talk, plug you in, and we can get started.
And then is there a website as well, or is the Instagram the best?
If you want to know information, I know some people are kind of nervous. They don't necessarily like to reach out to strangers or someone they may not know. I'm cool, though. You can reach out. I think I'm pretty much the flyest entrepreneur around. But
there's two other ones in the room.
I don't want
to say anything.
You'll be the judge.
No.
At the end of the show, the listener will vote.
Okay, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, if you want to just check it out, you want some more information before actually speaking to me, you can go to imlpresentation.com. And right there, that'll be pretty much everything I just ran through. In layman's terms for you to understand and kind of make that decision for yourself.
And are you still playing basketball?
Not professionally. You know, I wouldn't say I'm retired yet. I would say I'm kind of on my Michael Jordan. I'm taking a break.
So you're going to play baseball?
I bet you could. No, it's so funny you say that. I am playing kickball right now. So baseball with the feet, you know. Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, stay with us a little bit. We're going to visit with a couple more folks. And I really resonate with that whole conversation because it was just last quarter that I took $5,000 and turned it into $5.
Wow.
he has a different system.
Ooh. It's a skill set, too.
Right.
You're still winning.
Or at least an experience base, right?
Yeah.
All right. Troy McDonald, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. Next up on Office Evolution Radio, we have with us with 721 Designs, Leslie Henderson. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you all doing?
Doing well. What'd you learn in that last segment?
I learned that me and Troy are going to do some really big things in Atlanta.
All right. That was a little cryptic.
I'm excited
to learn more about that.
It's already done.
Yeah. It's already done. So tell us about 721 Designs. How are you serving folks?
So 721 Designs is a one-stop shop for all your administrative needs, all of your project management needs, accounts payable, accounts receivable. We can also handle property management needs as well too. And we actually help investors if they're looking to flip houses and stuff like that.
So it's kind of a virtual person to help me, or do you come to my office? How does it work?
So typically we're virtual. Mm-hmm. We can come and help in person if you're needing somebody to come in person, but typically we do all of our work virtually.
And then you specialize in people that have multiple homes or they're managing like kind of a landlord situation?
So typically we help any small business owner, any business owner that is looking to revamp their business, any person that is looking to start a business. We can help you with all three aspects. We can walk you through the process. I've actually created a great network and a team that can help jumpstart what you need to get your business up, running, and functioning properly. So therefore, you can concentrate on your skill and not have to worry about the back office.
So you handle kind of the operations while the other person's out there selling or doing the activity, whatever the work is.
Correct. We do all of that, administrative, scheduling, everything. When it comes tax time, we'll send all of your financials over. So we can handle anything, no matter how big or how small.
What about kind of customer service? Do you help in that area?
Yes, we do customer service. We also can do client retention. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's ever been a business owner that I've assisted that has thrown me a project that we haven't been able to complete successfully.
Now, how did you get into this?
So I was actually a property manager for about 10 years in multifamily housing. And I planted a seed a long time ago. And I knew that I was not going to be working for someone else forever. I wanted to have my own path. I wanted to have flexibility to enjoy life and also my family. I wanted to be able to give to other people that wanted to start their own business. So I was really looking forward to exiting property management and really helping other people evolve into something great.
So now you exited property management to go kind of back into property management because you're helping other property managers with their business.
Sometimes. Typically, people that own a couple of houses, they might need some assistance. Right now, we really are helping people that want to see a full picture. So they might have a couple of properties they need managed. They also might have a small business that we need to have mm-hmm. support for. So we provide any avenue for them to be able to work efficiently and effectively overall.
Now, what's the most rewarding part of the job for you?
I think the most rewarding part of the job is when we are doing somebody's financials for the month and they are already all the financials are in our spreadsheet that all of our clients receive. And we actually see the net operating income increase because it's always about the bottom line.
And then is some of your work kind of coaching that entrepreneur into maybe they don't understand the numbers like you understand it because you've been kind of immersed in this your whole career, but maybe they're just good at whatever their task is. Maybe they're a good artist or a good mechanic.
Correct. So we try to help you make a good, sound business decision. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to run a business. They want to function in a business, but, you know, they want to go out to eat every day. Well, what does it say when we look at the financials? Can you afford to go out to eat every day? Do you need to be eating McDonald's or do you need to be packing a lunch or what do you need to be doing? Mm-hmm. And we break all of that down for you once we go over your financials initially and then monthly we go over that information to let you know this is where you stand. We need to work on this category because it's a little high. So therefore, we'll end the year in a positive.
Now, are most of your clients kind of at that starter level, or do you have clients that are multi-million dollar businesses? Like, what's the range of your typical client?
So recently, we've taken on a lot of new entrepreneurs. They're looking to start their business off on the right foot. So we offer different packages to get them started in the right way. We provide them with a logo, photo shoot. We can get your EIN number. We have your banking account information set up. All of this information is already set up for you once you sign up with us, and we are able to execute that within a 45 to 60 day range. So we typically like to go over the ins and outs. I do have clients that have been working for several years and they really just needed some assistance. And I was able to provide them with some assistance to increase their income as well too.
So now is it you or do you have a team of people that are smart like you?
So I have a team of people and I have a network of people because typically I like to function in the same network of people. So therefore I know that I can always cover an area. So when somebody wants to open up their business bank account, I already have somebody that I can go to in the banking realm and I can say, hey, I need this bank account opened. I send over their paperwork. We set up their appointment. So we kind of function all over, but we do have a team of people to help.
And then, so in what areas do you have your team? So you have artists, you have bankers, you have...
So I have logo makers, t-shirt makers, photographers, makeup artists for your photo shoot.
Foreign exchange experts.
So me and Troy will be partnering as well because there is a package that I offer, which is a premium package. And we also want to get the business started out the right way, but we want to show business owners actually how to reinvest a small portion of their net operating income when we see that number. So we want to make sure that you're fully functioning because I know a lot of times business owners, especially when you're self-employed, it's really hard for you to reinvest. we don't really know how, we don't feel like we can afford it, and we can make the investment very affordable for you. We just need to work out the kinks and the ins and outs of that.
Now, have you worked on a company or helped a company that you have a story that you can share that maybe transformed them or took them to a new level?
I can tell you about the guy that
You don't have to name the name or anything.
I won't, but I think I should. Whatever. He was great. So his name is Perry. I actually worked with him for quite some time. I actually met him through now my friend Annette. And he came to a property that I was at that was hugely distressed. We had about 120 vacants. We had about $60,000 in delinquency. And he came to help me, and he came to give me an estimate. And I was so in over my head, I told him what I needed, and I probably walked away from him, never thinking I would probably see him again. Needless to say, at that time, we did not do business together. But Annette was actually my maintenance technician at the time. And we stayed in contact. I stayed on that property for a long time. When I left that asset, they had probably about $2,000 in delinquency. And we had probably two vacants that needed to be filled out of the 120 when I first arrived. So at the next property that I went to, I actually contacted Perry directly. And I said, hey, I think I have a job where we can work together finally. And he owns affordable painting and power washing. So he came out to give me an estimate, and they were actually getting some of my units ready. And I was kind of, I actually had the time to speak with him and let him know what my plans were. My plans, I had a strategy, I was going to be exiting. And I said, probably in another 2 to 3 years, I'll be exiting property management, never to return. And he said, okay. That property got ready to sell, and I moved to another property. And that was probably a year later when I moved to that property. I started the new property January 17th, and I left that property April the 17th. And I sent him a text message, and I said, hey, let me know if you know anybody that needs a property manager. He said, I might have something better for you. I might need you to come help me. So Perry pulled me out of property management for the most part, and I do all of his scheduling. I help him with some of his accounting stuff as well, too. And we've been rocking and rolling for over a year. Our business, his business is booming. He actually got to extend his season. We're doing a lot of painting, pressure washing, renovations, and everything. So it's been very, very rewarding. We've seen the increase of people, and we've seen an increase of happy people and more people that we're just driving to our network.
So now, what do you think is your secret sauce? How were you able to make that kind of an impact?
I just think being me. I think I'm very transparent with my clients. I think that I am very humble. I think in property management, you have to eat a lot of humble pie, especially when you work for some very challenging companies and people that really want to get the return on their investment. These people are investing large amount of money, large amount of time into what they're doing, and they need to see a return. So I think just the secret sauce is just being me, being open, transparent, and willing to learn even from my clients.
Now, how can you take on more, though? Like, is there a limit to what you can do? Because you have to keep building out your team with people like you as part of the team.
I'm going to hire you.
You're going to hire me?
No. We're coming along. Hopefully in the next 60 to 90 days, I'll be hiring. So that will be some exciting news. So.
But how do you find and train the person to think like you do? Because what you're saying, it sounds like it's common sense, but it's not that common out there in the world.
So,
as I'm sure everybody in this room can vouch for me when I say that.
So I don't want somebody to think like me. I want them to know the process. I want them to be able to see the process. Mm-hmm. I want them to be able to have their own personality. And I want them to be able to flourish. There's no rule book or anything like that.
Well, there are certain rules. They got to show up on time. They got to be respectful. They got to have the empathy that you have. There are certain things that are must-haves, not just nice-to-haves.
Which is true, but to me, I think when you provide somebody with a process and a system of how you want it to work, mm-hmm. the expectation, the customer service that you provide to your clients, they're able to make it their own. And I think so many times in jobs, we put so many stipulations on people and we end up getting probably half of what we can get if we just manage the process and not the person.
Mm-hmm. And then how'd you learn that?
Just over time.
Over time.
Just being open. You have to be open to change. I think a lot of people are not accustomed to change. And change is a hard pill to swallow. I've been with Annette for a long time, and I'm pretty sure she can vouch that the change that I've been able to see in myself over time has really evolved.
Mm-hmm. So now, what do you need more of right now?
So
how can we help?
You can help me by... let's get more people to follow me on Instagram. I think I'm probably going to do some giveaways in the next 60 days. So
Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram. They can also go to my website as well.
So where are you on Instagram?
So Instagram is 7SEVEN, the number 21, underscore designs with an S, 17. So 721 underscore design 17. And then also I have a website, which is www.7SEVEN21design.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Before we wrap, though, I got to know the significance of 721.
So there are seven main chakras in the body. There are also seven circles of life, also seven primary colors. And then also 21 is, there's a definition behind 21, and it's with creativity. And those are things that I think you need to encompass and embody when you're going on a new journey, which is typically a business journey or a life journey. So those are what 721 encompass.
Well, I am so glad that I asked. Keep up the good work. Thanks for coming and sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to visit with one more guest. All right, Lee, you ready for the headliner?
I am.
Hey, no, this person has been so patient. I've seen note-taking, I've seen head nodding, but now it's time. Please join me in welcoming to the show with Sweeter Than Handy, Annette Murray. How you doing?
Super. I'm so glad to be here. So glad Leslie invited me, and so glad I was here to see Troy do her thing.
So, tell us about Sweeter Than Handy. How are you serving folks?
Sweeter Than Handy. I'm actually sweeter than I am handy. So that's why I came up with the name. But Sweeter Than Handy is actually a home services company. So I'm basically a handy woman.
Handy woman. So what what's some of the work that you do?
I can come in and install a dishwasher, do sheetrock work,
Anything. So electrical.
I usually do painting. Small things, but my biggest favorite thing is electricity.
So you're an electrician.
I'm a certified electrician. I just do the other thing because I'm there. Yeah, why give away the money, right?
Exactly.
It's there. You need it. I'll help you. So yeah. But yeah, I specialize in mostly electricity. So a lot of my clients, I go and put in ceiling fans, install a whole service, or do it. Anything electrical.
So anything electrical. Like if a lot of the houses in this area are older, so sometimes they don't have the best electricity.
Right. So that would be like a rewire.
Right. You can do things like that. Absolutely. Add lighting.
Absolutely.
That
dig a
scary.
Ditch.
Anything. So you do plumbing too? No.
Small plumbing. Yeah, light plumbing. Like you can change the copper or a water heater. Nothing big like that, the toilet.
Whoa,
no
whoa,
one
whoa.
Likes the toilet.
Water heater is considered light plumbing to you?
Yeah.
Holy cow. So at my house, I have two tools, a telephone and a check.
I like you. I like you. Those are my favorite.
I'm here.
All right.
So how did you get into this line of work? Were you always handy?
Yes. My dad taught me how to survive without a man. Yes, he did. He says, if you don't have a man, then you can do it yourself. So he taught my brother and I how to paint and how to help the neighbors and things like that. So I've been doing it basically since I was a kid. But I mean, I was started out doing computers. I used to be a computer engineer.
So you do that too? You can make a website on the side too?
Yes. But I don't like to. I love electricity because it's just so fun. You meet so many great people and you go to different homes and some people cook you cookies. I mean, it's just nice. It's better than corporate.
So now, what about the person that's like, okay, they're at their house, and then they're like, how hard could this be, right? I'm going to just YouTube how to do some of this electrical stuff.
Well, electricity has to be respected.
They call her after they get back home from the emergency room.
Exactly.
Then they call Sweetie.
Well, once they get shocked one time, then they'll call me. But, you know, I have all different types of customers. So some people will call me and I'll give them the answer over the phone. I'll FaceTime with them. And some people I won't even charge because I'm like, just hit the button.
Just reset.
Yes.
Reboot.
So, but most people are very, very, very nice.
Now, are your customers typically individuals like homeowners or do you work with like?
I've worked with
like property managers and, you know, kind of.
Pretty much everybody from a store owner to small commercial to even contracting out jobs. Like I do like even quality control for big companies. So they may hire me because I know electricity and I can also do like the project management. So I might go on a contract for 6 months managing a group of men doing the project.
Because you know what right looks like.
Right. Quality over quantity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a mistake some firms make? They think, oh, I'll just hire that big firm because they're going to know what they're doing and they charge a lot and then they must be good.
Right, absolutely. But, you know, really it's about your team and who your leader is. I mean, I pretty much get along with most people I meet, especially men and working construction. I mean, that's hard. To be a woman working construction, that's very hard.
Why do you think that is?
Because you're a woman and they tell you, you don't belong here. But you kind of.
You got to kind of prove yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Once you do that, they love
you. And you're in.
You're in. You're in.
But why do you think that a lot of women don't choose this path, even though that it's.
It's like, hard work.
Okay.
It's very, very hard. I respect every man that did construction.
But what about electrical?
Electrical. It's hard still. You have to go in attics. You have to be in for 90 degrees at long periods of time. You have to go under crawl spaces, not be scared of spiders, not be scared of heights.
Right. I'm out.
Checkbook. No. Yeah, but yeah, it's hard in that respect because I think what I've noticed is a lot of people are like scared of that part, the dirt.
So then they just say, okay, I'll find something else to do.
Right.
It's a missed opportunity, right?
Right. Absolutely. Because it's not hard. I've seen other women in classes that I've taken and who are electricians who are very better than me.
Mm-hmm. I find that hard to believe.
No.
There's one or two.
One or two.
So now when you're out there as a woman in the field that's predominantly men, part of the skill is to kind of navigate that way in a way that kind of is respectful but still gets the job done.
Right. Right. Because obviously, you have to be strong and you have to have stamina, you know, be able to withstand heat, cold, different elements. I mean, so it's really kind of like Troy mentioned, a mindset. You have to want to do it. Right. I did it for pure desire. I love it. I love it. It's so fun.
Is it like a problem solving you like? I got to figure out the best way
to do this? Exactly. But the thing is how it looks after it. Is the customer happy? Yes. When the lights come on, they're like, oh. Like they're seriously
where there
happy.
Was no light yesterday.
exactly. Or it was not enough light. Not enough light. And, you know, I specialize in a lot of recessed lightings. I like fancy chandeliers. Mm-hmm. I like kind of like people who are meticulous and like different stuff.
So now do you help them? Because a lot of times, like say in this room we want recessed lighting.
Right.
And there's not recessed lighting. Do you can make it, put a light there, but.
Right.
You got to make it look nice.
Right.
And
that's lighting design. That's
so you
lighting
do that
design.
Too?
Yes, absolutely.
And so it's going to look like
absolutely
the lights
great.
Are going to work, of course, but it's still going to look like a professional did, not
absolutely.
Like I did it.
No. It's going to look beautiful.
And that's part of what you bring to the table.
That's what I bring to the table.
The finished product is going to look the way you imagine it, not just the lights work
right.
when I flip the switch.
Right. I take my time to really make the customer happy and myself too, because it's my reputation.
Mm-hmm. So now for you, you got into this because your dad kind of, I don't want to say pushed you, but encouraged this.
No, I got into it because I used to be a computer engineer. I sat at a desk all day and I got fat. So I said.
So being an electrician makes you not be fat?
Nope, because you're active all day. If you're a good electrician, you're working.
It's a weight loss program.
Right. Yeah. Try to stay in the attic for a long time. You're definitely going to lose weight. But yeah, actually, because I just wanted to get out of the computer engineering and do something different. And I chose to be an electrician because it was kind of almost the same thing. But it was, I had the ability to be outside more, not be sedentary and sit at a desk.
And go in the same cubicle every
day. Right. Yeah, that got boring. Yeah. So now you have to go up a ladder and things like that. But I started off in the union when I became an electrician. So that's intense. It's good training. But you definitely have to be fit. You definitely have to be fit.
And then when you started working for somebody else at first, and then you started, then at some point you went out on your own?
Absolutely. I went through, you know, the typical union training program and also independent electrical contractors. But because I'm not a person that's repetitious, I'm not going to keep putting in an outlet for 20 years. I'm not going to do it. So I just decided, no.
So you said, I'm going to open up my own thing.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, what was that like to make that? Because that's a mindset too. Because now when you work for somebody else, you get paid and you just show up and you get paid.
It's definitely hard.
It's eat what you kill, right? Like now you only get paid for what you sell.
Yes.
So that's another aspect of the job.
Absolutely. You definitely have to have thick skin. You learn. I don't think I started out knowing a lot. I just kind of kept pushing.
How'd you get those first clients?
Free.
You work for free?
Yep.
So you really paid your dues.
Yep.
So then
I looked at it as a training. As
more training.
Yep.
Even though you were already good.
Absolutely.
So then you started getting clients and then they started paying you. And then from that, you got more clients.
More clients.
And then right now you're pretty happy with the way your career is going?
Love it.
Now, are you looking to hire more electricians? Like, how do you see your career?
I like to help young people. I'm looking to help like 18-year-old kids.
To mentor.
Yes.
Absolutely. To give them a chance to be is apprenticeship part of the electrical, that's part of the process, right?
Yes. So what I do is typically if I see a young man or woman that I think that wants to do it, or I might introduce myself as it, I will put them in the place where they can get the training and the job with no money, for example. Or I can teach them or bring them on a job with me, or I'll put them with someone, other business owners and companies that I've worked with that'll take them in.
Because this is an opportunity for young people. Not every young person should go to college and get a college degree that maybe isn't a right fit for them and what their skills are.
Absolutely.
But this is you can make a good amount of money.
A good amount.
Right?
Absolutely.
And
you can make like $75 in 5 minutes, seriously.
In five minutes. Is that a personal best? What's a personal best?
I think it was. Was it?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't know. It was a good one for me.
It's going to be
stone. I don't know. You don't want to know what Troy's personal best is. I bet you should be that.
$5,000, baby. Absolutely.
So now, what part of all the work that you do is the part that you're like, I hope I do more of that today?
I think it would be helping people.
So just helping people. So somebody comes in and they say, look, this is my house. I don't know what to do. I want more light here.
Right.
And then you show them all the possibilities.
Right. Absolutely. I love teaching and giving them the opportunity to make the choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, exactly. It's like a consultation. What electrician, you know, consults?
Right.
Not
they're
many.
There just to solve a problem.
Right. Exactly. Right. But I really try to give them the information they need so they can make the best choice.
Now, what about like these new smart homes and the automation? And, you know, I talk to the wall and it talks
back.
Sweet. And the refrigerator talks to
That's
me.
That's sweet.
So you can help somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's actually pretty easy.
Really?
That's low voltage.
So then what's some of the craziest stuff you've done for somebody?
Let's see.
That you're like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Put a chandelier over a tub.
Over a bathtub?
Yes.
Somebody wanted a chandelier over their bathtub.
Yes. And you know that's illegal, kind of.
That's illegal?
Kind of. Yeah, it's against the electrical code.
What, to have electricity
right, because
over
it's,
water?
Right, because if you're going to fall, what are you going to do? You're going to pull the light down, and then you're done. Right?
So, how'd you get around that?
Look the other way. No, but yeah, it was a customer, and this is custom work, and you know, you kind of just do what they ask and do and make them happy. So, but that was kind of a funny thing.
Now, what about any of this home security, home automation stuff, anything?
I mean, I've done security cameras where, you know, you can look on your phone and see everything mm-hmm. that's coming and going. What else? Done the Nest thing. Also, they have something called Echobee, where it's a thermostat that I install that knows the temperature of each room in your house.
Each room?
Each room in your house.
You can control the temperature room
Absolutely.
By room.
Room by room.
Wow. So that saves you probably electric, just money in your electric bill.
I guess. I don't do a lot of technology in my house, strangely, but I install it in people's houses because they love it.
Right.
So.
What about stereos and home theater and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've done projectors, audio visual, pretty much anything. Being a computer engineer background and electrician,
you
I kind of know
her-
a lot.
On a plane to set up Business Radio X Studios.
So you can build the studio that we have here?
This easy.
You think?
This is easy.
All right.
This building is easy. All these lights, everything. I saw it done 20 million times. Yeah.
So now, are you looking for more home clients or are you more corporate clients? What's
I'm looking
better for you?
More, probably a light commercial. Light commercial, like what is called tenant build out, which would mm-hmm. be this type of facility. Where you come in and...
So you go to a building, maybe 5 or 6 stories, and then they got a client that comes in and go, okay, I want 7 offices.
Absolutely.
I want a conference room. I want this. So you can make
yes.
all that.
Yes, I do all electrical, all the electrical work.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, get a hold of you, what's the best way to find you?
The best
Is it Instagram? That seems to be the...
No, I'm a Facebooker.
Facebook?
Yeah.
You're being judged now.
It's okay. You know what? I'm more of a referral type of business, and I don't advertise much because I like for all my clients to be referrals. So I know they're nice, and then I don't have an issue, and they know me.
That's a good
and they feel comfortable.
Business.
Yeah, they feel comfortable already. It's not an
issue.
They
already know you a little bit.
Right, exactly. They could leave the door open. I'm there, but I have a Sweeter Than Handy on Facebook. That's pretty much how I do business through Facebook because I like to have specific clients.
Mm-hmm. And then the client is typically kind of this light commercial.
It's light commercial and residential.
Occasionally residential.
Right. Absolutely.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for episode 1 at Office Evolution Radio. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Paid, and we will see you all next time.